Canada Day.
It's the day that marks the joining of the British colonies of Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and the province of Canada in what is known today as the State of Canada. Our so-called home and native land, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. But for many others, July 1st, Canada Day, evokes centuries worth of destruction and colonization of First Nations peoples and their culture that persists till this day. While neighborhoods across the country will be hosting celebrations for this day, the Anti-Colonial July 1st Committee will be busy holding their demonstration here in Montreal in protest of this day. My name is Emma Nordunkian, and I got the chance to sit down with Laura, a member of this committee, who explained what this protest is all about.
My name is Laura, and I'm one of the organizers with the Anti-Colonial July 1st Committee. And we are a group of people, some of whom were involved in organizing the Status for All March in Montreal, and some of whom are involved in organizing May Day in Montreal. And we got together on a bit of an ad hoc basis and decided to organize this demo together.
Could you talk a bit about this demonstration and how it all began? Is it a recurring one? Meaning, does it take place on July 1st every year? And why does it take place?
So the last time there was like a demo or an action in Montreal on July 1st was in 2007. And there were blockades happening on the CN rail lines in Tiendanaga, which is a Ganyangahaga community that's west of here. And people decided to organize a rally in solidarity with them. And it happened on July 1st and was framed as like an anti-colonial, anti-Canada Day action. And that was like a rally at the train station in Montreal. So that was the last time that there was something in Montreal that happened on July 1st. And we are organizing this in the context of the government's lead up to 2017, which is the 150th anniversary of Confederation in Canada. So there have been a lot of like pro-Canada events and different things happening across the country. And people have been thinking a lot in the last year or so about what it would look like to organize against that lead up and that celebration. So it's happening in the context of, I guess, those two things, like this thing that happened in 2007, but then wasn't a recurring thing. And then this climate of like preparing for celebrating the 150 years of Confederation. But this is the first time that a demo like this is happening, like a night demo like this is happening in Montreal on July 1st, and hopefully it will become a recurring thing, but because the committee is a bit ad hoc, I'm not sure what will happen in the future. Aside from the history and the context that I was talking about before, like 2007 and the context of lead up to the 150 year anniversary of Confederation, it's also worth it to say that perhaps this demo is taking place in order to disrupt business as usual on this celebratory day. So, you know, the people organizing this demo are settlers and migrants who are not into Canada, and we think celebrating Canada means celebrating genocide of Indigenous people, celebrating histories of slavery of Black people, and celebrating hundreds of years of land theft and broken treaties, and we're not so into that celebration. So that's part of what motivated us to organize this demo too.
What does this demo against Canada and all colonial borders mean to you, and what is its significance?
Part of what demonstrating against Canada and all colonial borders means is that we're not just against Canada. Quebec is also a colonial nation, and even though it lost a war to Britain, I think if we're defining colonialism as like taking land away from people who are Indigenous to that land, we can also define Quebec as a colonial nation. So Quebec implements its own racist colonial policies, such as the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and like land grabs and massive projects like the Plan Nord on Indigenous territory up north. And also, it's worth it to say that this year is the 25th anniversary of the standoff in the Pines in Ganasatage, and Quebec played a huge role in that. So the significance of it all is like trying to position ourselves within that context and trying to pay attention to like what has happened historically on these lands. And like close to here, you know, during the standoff in 1990, there were blockades of the Mercier Bridge in Ganawage, and there was a lot of like racist colonial reaction to that from people in Montreal and the surrounding areas. And I think part of organizing this demonstration is like recognizing that history and trying to do what we can to make it so that there wouldn't be that kind of reaction if something like that happened again.
So the Anti-Colonial July 1st Committee has made a ton of arguments on its Facebook page for demonstrating on July 1st, which pertain mostly to First Nations peoples and the continued violence and genocide being perpetrated against them by the Canadian government. But there are also arguments made that include demonstrating on this day for ecological and environmental reasons, such as social and ecological devastation due to mining, for example, and even migrant-related reasons such as racist immigration policies and Islamophobia. How are all these issues interconnected exactly?
This is an awesome question. They're all connected in some really big ways. So through like big histories and ongoing realities of huge ideas and ideologies like white supremacy and capitalism. They're connected through global realities of imperialism and disregard for the land and water. I mean, the way that the colonial mining industry works is that it like operates out of like first world countries and moves into places in other parts of the world and perpetuates the kind of colonial violence that was happening here as this country was like getting colonized, and then creates the kind of situation where people there can no longer live in the place where they are because they're facing colonial violence and various things, you know, in some cases, like from the mining companies that are opening up these mines, and that's causing people to migrate here. And then the Canadian government says like, oh no, you actually can't migrate here, or they make it very difficult for people through things like, you know, making it impossible to access permanent residency through the temporary foreign workers program and things like that. So it creates this big cycle that like all ends up being connected to imperialism and colonialism and white supremacy and all of those different kinds of things interacting and creating these situations that all end up being connected worldwide.
Would you say that Montreal is like a great place to have this protest just because there are so many diasporan and migrant communities here? Like, are there going to be other protests all over Canada?
Hopefully. I know there's something that happens in Vancouver every year and has been happening for the last like 5 or so years now. So they're pretty good at having like an anti-colonial, anti-Canada day in Vancouver. I think it's partly tricky in Montreal because there are certain ways that the anti-colonial language can open the door for Quebec nationalism. And so we're trying to be pretty careful to like not necessarily play into that.
How does it do that exactly?
Well, I mean, Quebec nationalists aren't into Canada either. And so if we just say that we're against Canada,
sure. Yeah.
People can step in and be like, oh, well, yeah, us too. We're for Quebec. And we have to end up being like, okay, but you know, we actually think Quebec is a colonial state too, or a colonial nation too. So
you have a very catchy slogan for this demonstration. It's Ni Patrie, Ni Ta, Ni Québec, Ni Canada. What does it mean? And could you explain its relation to the demonstration?
It literally translates to no homeland, no state, no Quebec, no Canada. So it's getting at these like anti-Canada, anti-colonial borders ideas that we're trying to go for with the demo. I think the Ni Patrie part is like, I think for some people, they would think of Canada as their homeland or Quebec as their homeland, and that in like a state, it means it more in like a state kind of way. It doesn't necessarily mean it in a like indigenous kind of way at all. But people can also, I think, use homeland, especially in English, to mean like Euro descendant kind of things. And we're not into Europe either. So it sort of like fits into all of these different things that we're trying to get at with the message of the demo.
What do you hope comes out of that demonstration?
I mean, hopefully it'll be a really fun night. Hopefully, I mean, there's like a bunch of events happening in the Old Port, like pro-Canada events happening in the Old Port. So hopefully we'll disrupt business as usual on that like little celebratory day in the Old Port. We're also hoping to educate people a bit about the history of this land. There's like some pretty intense colonial statues in the Old Port. So we might visit those and talk to people about who those people actually are and the kinds of things they actually did. And maybe that'll like raise awareness about different things.
When, meaning at what time and where will this demonstration be taking place this year on July 1st?
Okay, so important.
Very.
The demo is happening at 7 p.m. at Place Jacques Cartier, which is in the Old Port. I believe it's close to Place d'Armes Metro on the Orange Line.
Okay.
Yeah.
How can listeners get more involved in this fight against the continued colonialism against First Nations peoples and migrants in Canada after having attended the demonstration, or even if they can't make it?
One of the big things I've seen recently is grassroots Indigenous organizers doing a really good job of looking for funds for their projects on the internet. So you could definitely check out, I think some people use patreon.com and find a way to donate to Indigenous media sites like Indian and Cowboy. They've been really good at asking for people to fund their project as a way of supporting Indigenous folks telling their stories and people getting a chance to like have a voice in that way. You can also learn more history about this country. Chelsea Vowell has a blog that's really good. It's kind of a long name. It's APIHTAWIKOSISAN.com, and that has a lot of great stuff, including like legal histories about Canada and like a lot of basics about colonialism in Canada. And Chelsea Vowell is cool. She's a Métis woman who lives here in Montreal right now. What else is there? Oh yeah, I also recommend reading this book called People of the Pines by Geoffrey York and Laureen Pandera, and watching Alanis Obomsawin's documentaries that she's made about Ganasatage. And I mean, other than that, the big thing that's happened recently is the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's report coming out. People are like reading that report out loud on YouTube if you don't want to like read the whole document yourself, but it's accessible online and there's like recommendations in there that people should read and get to know. Those are all related. I realized your question has questions about migrants in Canada as well. I mean, there's tons of stuff happening around migrant justice organizing in Montreal. There's Solidarity Across Borders. There's Mexicans United for Regularization. There's tons of stuff. And there's always little campaigns going on for different people who've been deported. So I know right now a big thing that's happening is a person whose pseudonym is Daniel, who is 17, who got deported. His mom's been speaking out a lot and trying to get him to have status again in Canada so he can come back. So checking out campaigns like that and being aware of that kind of stuff and how those people are asking for support seems like a big way to be involved in stuff that's going on.
Well, thank you so much for coming into the studio today and taking your time for this interview, and let's hope that there's a huge turnout.
Yeah, thank you so much for promoting.